Okay. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Arav David Tzvi ben Arav Yosef. They're coming down from upstairs. They finished. They're almost finished. He's coming. Okay, was Rocky coming? Okay. We will begin. We left off on the very bottom of Daf. Nun Dalid Amud Beis on the very bottom of Nun Dalid Amud Beis, and the Gemara begins. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Shlosha Dvarim, three things, Hamarech Bahed, Marichin Yama Vushnosov Shel Adam. There are three things, if you do them for a long time, they will cause you to have long days, long productive days, and a long life. What are they? Hamarech b'tfilaso, a person who davens for a long time. Hamarech al shulchano, a person who has long meals. Hamarech b'beis hakise, and a person who spends a long time in the bathroom. Says the Gemara, Hamarech b'tfilaso mal yusei. I'm sorry, Hamarech b'tfilaso mal yusei? Is it really a positive thing to daven for a long time? Is that really a positive thing? Hamarech b'tfilas ma, you see. V'am Rabbi Chibar Rabbi Rabbi Yochan, but didn't Rabbi Chibar Rabbi say the name Rabbi Yochan? Kol Hamarech b'tfilaso ma'ayin bo. Anyone who has a long davening, and during that long davening, he analyzes it, and he's proud of the fact that he has such great kavana. He's proud of the fact that he has such great kavana, and he trusts that Hashem is going to answer his tefillah because he has such great kavanah. Sof bali day ke'ev lev. He's going to end up having being very, very downtrodden and upset. Why? Because he's going to think that Hashem is going to answer his tefillahs. He thinks he's so such a great davener. He thinks Hashem is going to answer his tefillahs. Shnemar tocheles mimushacha machal alev. A person who hopes for something and then doesn't get it, that's bad for the heart. So you're not supposed to daven for a long time and then be so proud and excited about your tefillah and trusting in your tefillah that Hashem is going to give you what you asked for. You're not supposed to do that. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shlosh Dvar Maskin Avanosa Shel Adam. Furthermore, Rabbi Yitzchak said there are three things that cause Hashem and his Bezdin up high to focus on man's sins. What are they? The Elohein, Kir Natui, a shaky wall in your house. Meaning, anytime you put yourself in a situation of sakana, you're causing Hashem and his Bezdin to check you out and see if you're really deserving of being saved from this sakana. So you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation of sakana. V'iyun tefila, and a person who davens for a long time and he relies on the power of his tefila that Hashem should answer him. You know, that's why it's quoted over here, so you see it's a bad thing. Umoser din al chaver al shamayim. Or if you're in a fight with somebody and you say, Hashem, I'm obviously a much more righteous person than this other person, therefore you should let me win this argument, let me win this fight, and not him. So if you're relying on your own merits, Hashem is going to look at you carefully to see whether or not you deserve those merits. So that's a problem. Says the Gemara, Halo kasha. No, it's not a contradiction. Hadamayin ba, hadalomayin ba. It depends. If you have a long davening and you are relying on the fact that, oh, I daven so beautifully, I have such great kavana, Hashem is going to answer me, that's a problem. However, lomayin ba. But if you just daven for a long, not because you're so confident that Hashem is going to answer your tefillos, but you daven for a long time, like a poor person, like an ani, a poor person who says, I don't really deserve any of this, but Hashem, please help me out. That's the way you're supposed to daven. Tefillah la'ani kiyato, flufnei Hashem yishposicho. When a person davens, he's supposed to be like a poor person. That's the way it's supposed to be. V'heichi avid, so how should you approach Hashem in tefillah? Demapish berachame. Right, well, if you daven a long time, it should not be, oh, because I'm so confident that I have such great tefillos, Hashem is for sure going to answer me. I mean, down for a long time, just a sense of humility, saying, oh, Hashem, please, mitzad harachamim, mitzad mercy, please grant me my tefillos. It shouldn't be from a point of arrogance or confidence that Hashem is for sure going to give me what I need, what I want. Says the Gemara, Hamarachal Shulchano, why is it a great thing to have long meals? Dilmaasi anya v'yoyev leitz. If you have such a long meal, so a poor person's going to come, and you'll be able to give him food. The siv, hamizbeach eitz shalosh amos gova. The mizbeach is 3 amos wide. Uksiv, aydaber elai, zeh shulchan asher lefnei Hashem. So the beginning in Yecheskel describes the mizbeach, and then he describes the mizbeach as a shulchan. Pasach b'mizbeach v'siyim b'shulchan. Rabbi Yochanan blows down b'tavayu. Calls manch b'simidosh kayev b'mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael. When we had a b'simidosh, the sacrifices that we bring on the mizbeach and the subsequent eating of those sacrifices, that atones for the Jewish people. That's what brought kapara. V'achshav shulchanu shel adam mechaper alav. And now your table, by having guests at your table, by having poor people especially at your table, and eating together with poor people, that's what brings a person kapara. That's what Chazal said from this Gemara. Shulchan domel mizbeach. Ah, daf yomi coincidence. We're going to be reading all about the shulchan this Shabbos. Okay. Daf yomi coincidence. Bitzalel, the shulchan. Here we go. Shulchan domel mizbeach. The Gemara says that the way you conduct yourself on your table, you're supposed to feel like you're eating karbanos and you're giving to poor people. Giving to poor people. Shulchan domel mizbeach. That's why some say you have to have salt on the table, because shulchan dom mizbeach, I'll call karbancha takriv melach. Right? You have a lot of comparisons between the shulchan and the mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, v'hamarach b'sakisei mal yusu. It's a good thing to spend a lot of time in the bathroom. V'atani asar dvar mevinas anu detachtonios. 10 things bring a person to hemorrhoids. Ha'ochel alei kanim, if you eat the leaves of reeds, v'alei gefanim, the leaves of vines, v'lulvei gefanim, the branches, the twigs of vines, v'morigei behema, any part of the animal's flesh that's not smooth, v'shedro, shel dug, the spine of a fish, v'dug maliach, shein v'vushel kol tzarko, salted fish that's not fully cooked, v'asosh ha'shos ha'shomer yayin, person who drinks the sediment from wine, v'amakanech, b'sidu v'charsis, if you wipe yourself with lime or with pieces of brick or pottery. Pretty disgusting. Person who wipes with the rock that his friend wiped himself with. In the days of the Gemara, they used to wipe themselves with rocks. And some say, even a person who squats in the bathroom too long. So you see, squatting, being in the bathroom too long is not a good thing. Answer the Gemara, lo kasha, hodamach v'tali, hodamach v'lotali. One is where you're sitting comfortably. I'm sorry. The first one is where you're squatting. You're in a squatting position, but you're not comfortably sitting on the toilet. V'hod demarach v'lo tal. You know, if you're not squatting, but you're actually sitting comfortably on the toilet for a long time, that's a good thing. Yad amr le ha'i machnis. The Gemara is just bringing a proof that taking care of your bodily needs is very, very healthy in the right way. Ki yad amr le ha'i machnis. A certain non-Jewish princess said to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, "Panecha domim lemegadli chazir melamali berivis. You have such a beautiful, ruddy, smiling complexion. You must either be a pig farmer, you raise pigs, or you lend with interest, because those people are always happy because they got a lot of money. They're very wealthy, so they're very happy. So you must be one of these." Amala, he said back to her on Shulduk, "Hey Menusa, you have to believe me. Lididi tarvayu asir. These two practices are forbidden for me. I'm not allowed to raise pigs, and I'm not allowed to lend with interest. So I'm telling you, I don't do those things. Ella, you know why my face is so, my complexion is so ruddy? My face is so positive. I have such a good health. My complexion is such a healthy complexion. You know why? Esther v'abba beis akisei kimushbizol lebeit midrash. From the place where I sleep to the beis medrash, there are 24 bathrooms on the way. Every time I walk to the Beis Medrash, I check myself to see whether I have to go to the bathroom in all 24 bathrooms. And that's why I'm so healthy, because I never hold it in. Whenever I have to go to the bathroom, I go to the bathroom in all 24 bathrooms on the way. So I know that by the time I get to the Beis Medrash, I'm cleaned out. That's, you see, the Gemara says, you see from there that this is a healthy practice to try to make sure that you're totally cleaned out, and not to hold it in and to be clean in these areas. Three things cause a man to have a short life. They call you up for an aliyah and you don't do it. Or they ask you to give a shir and you refuse to give the shir. They ask you to bench and bless the balabais, and you refuse to lead the benching. A person who conducts himself with srara, a person who conducts himself with arrogance and he rules over other people, the Maharsha explains that it means when you rule over other people and they didn't ask you to rule over them. That's why the Maharsha says that it's very important that when you're choosing a rabbi, you got to choose the rabbi. It's up to a vote. People have to want the person who's ruling over them. You can't rule over a person that they don't want you to rule over them. That's a bad thing. And the Gemara continues, Sefer Torah Likos Veino Korei Dechsev Ki Hu Chayecha V'Aruch Yemecha Giyem Chayin V'Aruch Yemeinu. Person asks you, you want life? You say, no, I don't want life. Okay, that's why you have a shortened life. If you refuse to get an aliyah, you refuse to, because when you get an aliyah, you're being Malami Torah Barabim. So a person asks you to teach Torah, you don't want to teach Torah, that shows you don't want life. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, I'm going to bless those who bless you. So if you're going to lead the bench, you're going to bless the balabais. If you refuse to lead the bench, you're not going to bless the balabais, so you're not going to get blessed. Some say that nowadays that we say, everybody says, Harachim Avraham is balabais, so this no longer applies. Some say, a person who conducts himself with arrogance, with rulership, with leadership. Why did Yosef die before his brothers? Because he conducted himself with rabbanut, with rulership or leadership. Now, some of the mefarshim say over here, what do you mean? No, it doesn't mean that Yosef HaTzadik did that. It just means from this extra words that we learned that out from it, but not that he did it. Others say, no, yeah. Yosef did it. Well, where was Yosef knowing Atzmo Bistrar? He was the king. You're supposed to be, if you're the king, you're supposed to be knowing Atzmo Bistrar. So in my early morning group, they suggested two answers. Apparently the arts girl says, the Pikud of Rabbi Elazar says that Yehuda said the words Avdecha Avi in front of Yosef five times, and then the translator said it another five times, and nobody protested. Nobody protested. Avdecha Avi. Yosef should have protested. That's one answer that he allowed. That was his shlita. Others say, one of the guys in my morning chabura, Yisrael Shmaya Alta shirts, he suggested that that maybe before he became, it says that Yosef was Mesalsel Besa'aro. Right? He was ruling over the brothers before he was really appointed over them, right? By the dreams. He was telling, you're all going to bow down to me. So maybe by telling it over to the brothers, maybe there was too much srara. That's who he was knowing Barabanus. Later on, when he was the king, he was right, he was the king. But beforehand, maybe that was the issue. Anyway, the Gemara says there was something wrong with Yosef being, Chazal say he was Mesalsel Besa'aro. He combed his hair. He had certain practices, maybe, that he was knowing too much Barabbanus. I don't know, interesting suggestion. Three things need a lot of tefillah, asking Hashem for mercy. Melech tov, shana tova, v'chalom tov. We need a good president. We have to daven for that we get a good president. Shana tova, that we have a good year, parnasa. V'chalom tov, they have good dreams. Uh-oh, the fact that the Gemara said the word chalom, now the next four blot, we're going to talk everything you ever wanted to know about dreams. Okay. You have to daven for good dreams. Because these are all biyad Hashem. Even though everything's biyad Hashem, so the Maharsha says over here, well, you got to daven for everything. What do you mean just these three things you got to daven for? The Maharsha says, these three things are established on Rosh Hashanah. So you have to daven, and whatever is said on Rosh Hashanah, that's what it's going to be for the year. So you have to daven specifically around Rosh Hashanah time for these three things. That's what the Gemara means. Others say the opposite. These are the only three things that are not said on Rosh Hashanah. That all year long you need to ask how. Everything else is said in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, two opposite pshat. Melech tov, dechsev, palgemaim, lev melech biyad Hashem. The heart of the king is in the hands of Hashem. All of us have bechir chavshis. But the king apparently doesn't fully have bechira chavshis because lei melech biyad Hashem. Hashem's going to decide what happens to the kingdom. Shana Tova d'ksiv. This supports that opinion I said before. It's Rosh Hashanah. Tavid Eidei Hashem l'kachavah mereishis Hashanah viyad achris Shana. From Rosh Hashanah until the end of the year, Hashem decides what the land is going to produce. Chalom Tov d'ksiv v'tachalmeni u'tchayeni. Chizkiyah HaMelech, when he was healed from his sickness, he davened to Hashem, give me good dreams, keep me healthy, give me good dreams. So you see, you have to daven to Hashem for good dreams. There are three things that Hashem himself announces they're going to come. Elohim, Ra'av, famine, Vesova, plenty, Uparnos. Tov, the leader. Rav, Dirsiv, Kikara Hashem, L'Rav. Hashem's going to announce the famine. Sova dechsev v'karasi el adagon v'rebesi oso. I'm going to call out to the produce. I'm going to make it great. Parnas tov dechsev. Oh, another dafyomi coincidence. We're building the Mishkan this Shabbos. Dechsev v'aydaber shal Moshe Leimana. This pasuk says kisisa. I get it, but you'll see. We're building the Mishkan. Re'e karasi b'shem Bezalel. Hashem announced the appointment of the ruler. Amar Yitzchak ein mamidim parnas al tibur elim kein nimlachim b'tibur. Ah. You can't appoint a ruler over the tzibur unless you consult with the tzibur. At some shuls now looking for rabbis, you got to vote. You got to vote. Let's say you vote against them, you got to find another shul. That's what it says here. And I mean, you can't appoint a ruler over the tzibur unless you ask them who they want. Shneimar, Ru'u kara Hashem b'shem Bezalel. So Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, look, Hashem appointed Bezalel. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, Hogan Alecha Bezalel. You think Bezalel is going to be a good guy to lead the construction manager, to be the head of the building campaign? You think Bezalel is a good guy? Amar lo, Ribono Shel Olam, Im Lefanecha Hogan, Lefanei L'Kol Shekein. Hashem, if you think he's a good candidate, so, Kal V'chomer, I think he's a good candidate. Amar lo, Afal Pikein Lech Emor Lehem. Even though I think he's a good candidate, I want you to go ask the Jewish people. Halach v'amalem Yisrael, v'amalem li'Yisrael. Moshe said to the Jewish people, "Hagan aleichem Bezalel." He said to the Jewish people, "You guys approve of the appointment of Bezalel?" Amr lo, Jewish people said to him, "Im lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, lefanecha hu Hagan. If in front of Hashem and in front of you, he's a good choice. Lefaneinu l'kol shekein. We trust the search committee. That's why you got to have a good search committee." We trust you, but you see from here, you don't make a ruler over someone without consulting with them first. Why? Because then they got to listen to him. If you're the one who chose him, you got to listen to him. That's why it's important that the rabbi be merutza lakol, that people like the rabbi, because then they'll listen to him. Until he says something that they don't like. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Bezalel, Hashem Chachmaso Nikra. Bezalel was called Bezalel because of his wisdom. Hashem told Moshe to go tell Bezalel, make me a Mishkan first, and then the Aron v'Kelim. Halach Moshe v'Hafach. Moshe reversed the order. V'amalo, I say Aron v'Kelim and Mishkan. He told Moshe, make the Aron first, and then the Kelim and the Mishkan. Amalo, Moshe Rabbeinu. So Bezalel said to Moshe, Moshe, what are you telling me? It doesn't make sense. Usually you build a house first and then you buy the furniture. You tell me, make the Aron and the Kelim first. I'm going to make these Kelim. Where am I going to put them? Maybe Hashem said to you, I say Mishkan, Aron and Kelim. And that's really what Hashem had said to Moshe. Amar lo, Moshe was blown away. Shema Bitzel Kel. That's where you guys are from, Bitzalo. Shema Bitzel Kel Hayisav Yadata. Maybe you were lurking in the shadows when I was talking to Hashem. You were there. You were so close to Hashem. You figured it out. What's the machlokas here, Bitzel? I once heard the name of Rav Salvechik. That the question is, what's the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash? Is it for the mitzvahs that you do in it? The service? Is that the ikar? The dry halachic obligations? That's the Aron of the Kelim. That's what Moshe thought. He was the halachist. But Bitzel understood that the house was more important. The fact that Hashem had a dir b'tachtonim, the whole idea of the Mishkan, that Hashem had a place on this earth, that was the ikar. That was the machlokes Bezalel Moshe. Which did he build first? What's really the tafkid of the Mishkan? And Bezalel had it, apparently, better than Moshe's, Gemara seems to say.
Well, the Aaron, you don't... The second second mikdash.
Ah, yeah, there's a long discussion about that.
So it can't be the most important.
Yeah, long discussion about that. Very good point. The second base mikdash didn't have the luchos. Yeah, Salvechik has a long discussion about that. Amarida Marav. Yodehoi Betzalel Safri Yosef Shnurim Shemayim Ba'aretz. Wow. Betzalel knew how to combine the letters that the heavens and earth were made from. Meaning the Mishkan was patterned after the creation of the world. Some say because the whole goal of creation of the world was for Hashem's presence to be in the world. So it follows that the Mishkan had to use the same blueprint as the creation of the world. Hashem only gives wisdom to someone who already has wisdom. God gives wisdom to the wise. And he gives das to those who already know. Everybody asks the kasha, so how do you get the knowledge in the first place? Hashem only gives knowledge if you already have knowledge. So how do you get the first knowledge? So many, many explanations here, beautiful explanations. We don't have time to go into them, unfortunately. But some say what it means is that if you appreciate wisdom, Hashem will give it to you. That's the chachma. You have to appreciate wisdom. Someone who wants it, who appreciates it, who desires it, Hashem will give it to him. A lot of beautiful explanations here. Shemar of Tachlikim by Marava. The Amr Kamei, the Rabbi Avo, he heard this teaching and said in front of Rabbi Avo, I have a different source. Our pasuk in the Mishkan, Uvelev kol chacham lev nosati chachma. In the heart of someone who's already wise, I gave chachma. Amr Rav Chisna. Okay, now we talk a lot about dreams. Here we go. Kol chalom velo tavas. All dreams are good, except for a dream that you see while you're fasting, or a dream that you see yourself fasting in the dream. That's no good. Amar v'chista, chalma delo mefasher, a dream that you don't have a good interpretation of and it bothers you, ke'igrisa delo mekari, it's like a letter that you haven't read, that you can't read it, like it just bothers you all the time. Amar v'chista, lo chalma tava mekayim kule, lo chalma bisha mekayim kule. If you have a good dream, it's not all going to be fulfilled. If you have a bad dream, it's not all going to be fulfilled, because the Gemara is going to tell you a rule later on that all dreams have fake stuff in them. Ein chalom b'li dvar b'teilim. All dreams have shtus in them. Amar Rav Chisna, chalma bisha, bad dream, adif mechalma tava. It's better than a good dream. Why? Because a bad dream causes you to do tshuva, and a good dream causes you to be confident and think everything's great. Amar Rav Chisna, chalma bisha atzivusei mistaye. A bad dream, the sadness that you have from it is enough already to fix you. The chalma tava chedvei mistaye, and a good dream, the fact that you have the joy from it, that's enough. That's already considered to be the positive of it. Amar Yosef, chalma tava afil didi, even though I'm blind, I have a good dream. B'dichusei mifakchale, so the joy that I feel from a good dream, mamish. It's mevatel any sadness that I have. Amar Rav Chisda, chalma bisha kasha minagda. A bad dream is worse than lashes. Shneamar vaelokim asa sheyirum ufanav. Hashem does stuff that we should be in awe of him. Amar Rabbi Rav Chana, Amar Yochanan, zeh chalom ra. That's the way Hashem causes us to be scared of him. Hanavi asher ito. Chalom yisaper chalom v'asher dvaru ita yidaber devei emes ma l'teven es habar nu Hashem. The pasuk compares dreams, the correct dreams and false dreams to straw and wheat. It says the gemara in bar v'teven eitzel chalom. What are the straw and wheat have to do with a dream? El amar b'yochan mishum b'nuchai keshem she'evshel lebar below teven. Just like it's impossible to have wheat without the chaff, without the straw. Kach yevshel chalom below dvar b'teilim. Every dream has in it some parts that are totally useless and irrelevant. Amar Rabbi Yechon, chalom apishe miktasim miskayim. Even though part of it will come true, kulo einu miskayim. The whole thing won't come true. Nalam mi Yosef, tichsiv. And Hashemesh vayareach. The sun and the moon and the stars are going to bow down to me. But his mom wasn't alive at the time, so it was impossible for the moon. Ahishai to ime lo havas. She was not alive. So you see, ein chalom b'li dvar b'teilim. I'm Rabbi Levi. A person should always look forward to a good dream happening, it'll come true. I asked him Mishtaim Mishana, even 22 years later it could happen. No one Yosef. We learned that from Yosef. Tachsiv El told us Yaakov, Yosef and Shvasre Shana. He had his dreams when he was 17. Uksiv Yosef and Shloshim Shana Donald Say Para. 13 years later he was standing for Para. Min Shivsere Ad Tlasin Kamahave Tlaser. That's 13. Shev de Shiva, 7 years of famine. The Tati, 7 years of plenty. The Tati, the Kafna, 2 years of famine. So the dream, that's when the brothers came down and bowed down to him. That is when the dreams came true. Amar Rav Huna, La Adam Tov, Ein Maron Lo Chalom Tov. To a good person, they don't show good dreams. They show you bad dreams, so you should do tshuva. Adam Ra, Ein Maron Lo Chalom Ra. Bad person has good dreams, so he has a false sense of security. Tananami Hachi, Kol Shnozer La Shel David Lo Ra Chalom Tov. All the years of David, he never saw a good dream. Kol Shnozer La Chi Tov Lo Ra Chalom Ra. He was wicked. Vaksiv Lo Sun Alecha Ra. Aye, doesn't it say about a tzaddik, nothing bad will ever happen to him? I'm Rav Chista, I'm Rav Yirmi, or Abba. Shelo yav hiluch lo chalomus roos lo hurim roim. Bad dreams and bad hirhurim will never happen to a tzaddik. V'nega lo yikav ba'olecha. Shelo timse ishtecha safik nida b'shesh lebamin adayach. When you come back from a business trip, your wife won't be a safik nida. Ella, the Gemara explains, iyu lo chazile. He won't see a bad dream, achrine chazile. Others will see bad dreams about him and tell him, and that's what he's gonna do. Tshuva. Chilo chazim al yusahu. Ask the Gemara. It's a good thing that he doesn't see dreams. Amar Rabbi Zira, kol alon shiva yom below chalom nikra ra. Person sleeps 7 days, doesn't have a dream. That's a bad thing. Remember, savea yolin by pocket ra al tikri savea el sheva. Sleeping 7 days, that dream is not a good thing. This is what it means. Dechaza velo yada mai chaza. To a good person, they show you a good dream in your sleep so that you shouldn't sleep without a dream. But you'll forget it before you wake up so that you shouldn't be too happy about it. Amarav hunabar avi. Amarav padas. Amarav yochan. Haroa chalom v'nafsho aguma. Person who sees a dream and he's upset about it. Yelech v'yiftarenu b'fnei shlosha. He should go to three people and ask him what it means. Yiftarenu v'amar Rav Chista, chama delo mifshe k'igusa delo mekarya. Isn't it better not to get the translation? Because it's better to not have a good or bad interpretation. Ela ema yativenu b'fnei shlosha. No, you have to do a hatavas chalom. You should go to three people and let them change your dream into a good thing. How does that work? What happens? Leisei tlas. What should you do? How do you do atavas chalom? So leisei tlas of lem. Bring three people of lemelu and say them as follows. Chalom atava chazay. I saw a good dream. Velemru le hanach. And the three people should say to him, yeah, tava hu v'tava levi. It's good and let it be good. Rachmana l'shavi l'tav. May Hashem make it good. Sheva zimnin ligzur alach min shmaid l'hevi tava. 7 times they should decree upon you that it should be good. V'yehevi tava. And then it will be good. V'leimru shalosh hafuchos. And then the three people should say three psukim that change dreams for the good. V'shalosh peduyos. And 3 dreams that talk about redemption. V'shalosh shalomos. And 3 psukim that talk about peace. Shalom hafuchos. What should they say? You have turned my sadness into joy, and you have taken off my sackcloth and girded me with joy. I have changed your sadness into joy. You have redeemed me in peace. Ufduye Hashem Yeshua, and the redeemed ones will return to Tzion. Ayom Ramal Shol, Yonas and Yomash Arasa, Yeshua Agdola Azos, Chalila Chai Hashem, Kim Lakim Asa, Vayiftu Amis Yonas and Velomes. Shalom Shlomos, Taksiv, Borin Nisosim, Shalom, Shalom, Rachel Akorov, peace for the far ones and the close on Hashem Rafa. Save, I'll heal you. Viruch Lovsha Samasai, Vimcha Ben David, Shalom, Shalom, Lach, Vishalom, Loz Recha. And the third puzzle, this is what you say during the Hatovas Chalom. Ameimar Mazutra Rashi Av Yosi Behadi Adodi. These three rabbis were sitting together. Amri Kol Chad B'Chad Mino and Leima Milsat Lo Shmiel El Chavre. Each one of us should say a Chiddush. Pasach Chavinev. Amar Haimad Dechaz Chalom. A person who sees a dream. Lo Yada My Chaz. He doesn't understand it. If it's good or bad. Lekim Kame Kahane. Oh, he should during the time of the Birkas Kohanim be into the Parsi Yadayu with the Kohanim Duchim. He should say that paragraph of Hatovas Chalom. Lemachi should say something. Rabbanu Shalom, Ani Shalom, V'Chalom Mosai Shalom, V'Chalom Chalom Tivin Deyim. How I dream the dream, I don't understand it. Vein Shalom Tiyal Atzmi, Vein Shalom Olei Av Chaverai, Uvein Shalom Tiyal Acherim. Tovim Meim Chazkim V'Amtzim K'Chalom Mosai Sheyosef. If they're good dreams, you should strengthen them. Mitzrichim Refor Refan Kamei Mariah Dei Moshe Rabbeinu Kimiriam Mitzarata Uchizkiyo Mechoyo. You should heal them like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Miriam from the Tzaras, like Moshe healed the bitter waters. He got healed from his cholio, his sickness. Elisha, just like you changed Bilam's curse to a blessing. And you should end your tefillah when the Kohanim end it. And make sure that Tzibur, you'll answer Amen with the Tzibur. If you don't finish in time, if you finish too early, this is what we say after Duchni. Ata shalom, shimcha shalom. Yerzal menach shetasim aleinu shalom. Why do we do it during Duchni? So some say Duchni is nevuah. You bring Hashem's presence down. So that's the time to ask for the hatavas chalom, because you're connecting to Hashem. They're bringing down the Shechina, and Hashem is the one who decides what the dreams are. The dream is like nevuah. Chalom is 1/60th of Nevuah. So since the dream is like Nevuah, and the Kohanim are also bringing down Hashem's blessing, it's a time of Nevuah, and that's why we daven dafka the dreams during the time of Birkas Kohanim. So what do the other Amora say? Pasach idach v'amar haiman da'ayah lamasa. You're going into the city v'dachem ein debishi, you're afraid of ayin hara. Linkot zikva dida diyamine. You should take your left thumb in your right hand. The other the smola, I'm sorry, your right thumb in your left hand, the zakva, the other the smola, the other the yamina in your left thumb in your right hand, the lemach, you say as follows. I know plenty about plenty mizar, the Yosef Kaasina. I'm from the children of Yosef, the Lashalta Bein Abisha. So I and Hara cannot attack me. Shneamar, this is what you should say before you go into a dangerous place. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, Bein Poras Yosef, Bein Poras Ale Ayin. Yosef was on top of the eye. Ayin Hara didn't attack him. I'll tikre Ali Ayin El Ole Ayin. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha. V'yidgu laro b'keretz ha'aretz. The children of Yosef. Hamal Chagol Osi. The children of Yosef Ephraim Menashe were like fish. V'yidgu dog. Ma dog m'shabiyam. Mayim mechasim aleim. Just like the fish are always covered over. V'ein Ayin Hara Rosh. Let this bend. So they don't have Ayin Hara. Avzara Shal Yosef. Ain ayin rosh haletzes, but there's no ayin har. You're always covered. Whatever is concealed, there's no ayin har. Ve'idachil me'ein abisha delay. And if you're worried about your own ayin hara, lech zeh atar for the nechirei dismale. You should look at your left nostril. That'll protect you. Don't ask me why. Pasach idach. And so what the third amora say? What's the third chiddush of the third amora? The third chiddush. Pasach idach. Omar Haiman de Cholish, person who's sick, Yomakama Lola Gali, don't tell anybody on day one. Keep it hidden. Keh de Lisra Mazali, so you shouldn't have Ayin Hara, bad mazal. Mikan Ve'elach, from second day on, Legali, tell people about it. Kiha de Rava, like we found by Rava, Kiha de Cholish when he got sick. Yomakama Lola Gali, didn't tell anybody about it the first day. Mikan Ve'elach, Amalek Lashame, he told his Shamis. Puk Acheris, go tell everybody I'm sick. Rava Cholash, tell people Rava's sick. Uman de Rachim li Lubay Alei Rachme, anybody who cares about me should daven for me. Man de sunile lechadele. And anyone who hates me should rejoice on the fact that I'm sick. And then I'll get kapara. Uksiv bin polo ivecha al tismach. So the fact that the Rishayim are going to be happy that I'm sick, that'll help me out also. Uvakasha yodbach penir Hashem v'rabbe enav v'heishim elav apo. It's going to cause Hashem to not listen to them. Shmuel. Shmuel, when he saw a bad dream, by the way, the Mepharshim say not only the children of Yosef, we're all the children of Yosef, and Ayin Hara doesn't attack any of us, all of Klal Yisrael. We're all considered Nohei Katzon Yosef. Passing until Shmuel, when Shmuel saw a bad dream, Omar, he would say, "V'chalomos hashav yidaberu." My dreams are filled with sheker. So a good dream, you would say, are all dreams worthless? No, they're great. Ask the Gemara, doesn't it say that Hashem talks to us through dreams? So that's truthful. So why would Shmuel say it's sheker? Yeah. And Rav even asked this as a contradiction. Rav Rami. One place says Hashem talks to us in dreams. They're meaningless. Like Kasha. When Hashem talks to us in a malach, that's true. Shade. When we see a shade talking to us in a dream, that's not true. Am Rabbi Bizna Bar Zabdam Rabbi Kibam Rabbi Pandam Rabbi Nocham Rabbi Mishim Zakanechan Umanu Rabbi Bana. Esrim Va'arva Poche Chalomos HaYerushalayim. There were 24 dream interpreters in Jerusalem. Pamachas chalamti chalom. One time I dreamed a dream. Valachti etzel kula. I went to all 24 of them. Umasha pasal li zeh lo pasal li zeh. They each gave me 24 different interpretations. Vekula niskay mubi. They all came true. All 24 interpretations came true. Lakeim Hashem kol achalomos holchanachar apeh. Dreams follow the interpretation. Atu kol achalomos holchanachar apeh krahu. It's a pasuk. Is it really a pasuk? In, yeah. How do you know that the way a person interprets it, that's what's going to happen? Shneimar, v'ahi kasher pasal on a kin haya. Amarav avuhu demav shleim ein chalme. As long as he gives you interpretations that's similar to the dream. Shneimar ish kachalamo pasar. V'yar sara ofim kitov pasar. Mina yada. How did he know that it was a good interpretation? Amarav lozim melamich kolecha vechad haro chalomo upichon chalomo shel chaveru. They showed each person, the butler and the baker, they showed him their own dream and the explanation of the other person's dream. If a person wakes up early in the morning and you have a pasuk that's on your lips, that is a certain type of prophecy. And some say, Vayarasar ofen kitov pasar. Oh, why did the baker say over his dream? He saw that Yosef gave a good interpretation, a positive interpretation. Oh, Vayarasam Ketopasar, that's why he told him over. Because he knew the Gemara in Brachos. The butler, the baker, knew the Gemara in Brachos, that the dream follows the interpretation. So he figured, Yosef gave a good interpretation to him, he's going to give one to me also. That's not what happened. That's why he told him over. We'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. I'll tell you the right way to go.